The end of last week, we started discussing the sugya of Kinyan Dvarim. We mentioned that Rashi Shita is that Kinyan Dvarim doesn't work if the Kinyan that we're talking about is Chalifin. Meaning, if all you're doing is accepting upon yourself Dvarim, to do a Maisa, like the case of our Gemara, if the two Shuvim are accepting upon ourselves to do a Chaluka, and it's not Kanan Yadam Beruchas, not that they specified the ruchos, so now we say that the kinyan is on the ruchos themselves, on the karka. Rather, the kinyan is just on the chaluka itself, on the maisa chaluka. So that doesn't work. That's not binding, because it's just called a kinyan dvarim, and that's deficient. It's missing something in the kinyan. So Rashi, as we pointed out, limited this halacha of kinyan dvarim to chalifin. Well, maybe we should say to chalifin, and kinyanim that are similar to chalifin. But let's say chazaka or something, Rabbeinu Yonah, assumes that Kinyan Dvarim applies even to Kinyan Chazaka, but from Rashi you get the impression that no, that wouldn't be a problem. That Kinyan Chazaka could work even to be Meshabed Dvarim. So we said, what does that mean? Like, why does Rashi limit it to Chalifin? So we had a Yisod, we said over the Rav's Vart about Kinyan Chalifin, that the Rav felt based on the Ravid that perhaps Kinyan Chalifin is a Haknoa Midas, that the whole Kinyan is the Kinyan Das, even though you are doing some kind of a physical action, but the action is not really the Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan in a classical sense. Normally, Maisa Kinyan is a formal act to demonstrate the transfer of the bailus. But here, that's not the key. The key to Chalifin is not the act itself. The act is just to concretize or to demonstrate the das that the person has, and really the whole Kinyan is a Kinyan das. It's for that reason that the Ravid holds that you need Eide Kiyum, that you need Eidim on the Chalifin, even though normally the purpose of the Eidim is only to be mavar what the truth is, that if they deny it, then the Eidim can come to Bezdin and say, no, this is what happened. But by Chalifin, if you don't have the Eidim there, then the whole thing doesn't work to begin with. The whole thing is not going to work. Similar to a case of getting the Kiddushin. That since Ein Davi Shavera Pachas Mishnayim, if you don't have two Eidim at the Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin is null and void. Even if both parties admit that there was a Kiddushin, both the Chassan and the Kala say that the Kiddushin didn't take place. He said Harayat, he gave me a ring. It's not binding, right? It's totally not binding. It doesn't work. She's muteris lashuk. There's no need to give a get because there were no edikim. Without edikim, then the kiddushin are not chal. So similarly, the Ravid holds that you need edikim by chalifin. What's the idea? So the Rav said, if chalifin is a kinyan das, so then you need a das alimta. You need to raise the level of das in order to enable the das to take the place of the maisa kinyan. For the das to work alone, it's got to be stronger than a typical Kenyan das. So that's why you need the edikim in order to raise the level of das, so that the das can shaft the Kenyan, as we would say, can make the Kenyan by itself. The Rav actually added another nekuda. Someone asked me to send an Asara article. I forgot to photocopy it. I apologize. Maybe I'll try it if you remind me. I'll try to send a copy of the Asara journal article with the Rav's Shtifel Torah. Maybe today. The Rav expanded a little bit more. He said, you know, maybe even the Rambam agrees to this conception of Kinyan Chalifin. And that's a Chiddush. The Rambam holds that you don't need Eidei Kiyum by Kinyan Chalifin. But the Rav was not willing to let go. Wasn't willing to say, oh, this is the Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Chalifin is a Haknoa Midas, or really it's just a formal act, as we described, like the Taz's understanding of Kinyan Kesef by Karka. Like the Achronim say that everyone would agree that Kinyan Kesef by Kiddushei Isha is just a formal act. It's not Kesef Shivui, not Kesef Piron. Remember we talked about this. It's not Kesef Piron because there is no value. You can't concretize the value of a woman. She's priceless. That's not what you're paying for. You're not paying for value here. You're doing a formal act to change her status. Her status has changed. She's an Ashes Ish now. They're not buying anything. You're just changing her status, so it's all a formal act. So you could have said that the Rambam holds is just a formal act, and because it's a formal act, since there is a Maisa Kinyan over here, of course there's Das Kinyan. There's Das Kinyan in every Kinyan. But the Das Kinyan is the same level as every other Maisa Kinyan, so there's no need to have every Kinyan. That's what you could have said within the Rambam. But the Rav suggested, maybe even the Rambam holds, the Chalifin is a Haknoa Midas. The Kinyan is all about Das. It's not about the formal act. And why would I say that? So the Rav was so convinced of this idea because there are two halachas about Kinyan Chalifin that are unique, that are different than Kesef. What are those halachas that we mentioned on Thursday? What are the two halachas? A special halach shlomo. Konim b'kliyafu b'shem b'shavapruta. First of all, there is no shavapruta by the chalifin, right? The kinyan, the object, the kli that you're using for the kinyan chalifin doesn't have to be a shavuot. And that shows that the maisa is not really significant. I mean, you don't even need a shavuot. It's not, like, how can you have a significant maisa if the object that you're doing the maisa with is not even a shavuot? What's more, yes?
The Suda's return.
The Suda's return. Hadra Sudra Lamare. The Suda goes back to the one who gave it. So how can the Maisa Kinyan be significant? You just reversed the Maisa Kinyan. You just did away with the Maisa Kinyan. He gave something and then it comes back. How can that Maisa Kinyan be significant? So these two, Yotzim and Aklal by Chalifin, these two aspects, these two halachos that relate to Chalifin, were the linchpins that convinced the Rav that maybe everyone has to hold that Chalifin is a Hakna Midah. It's not just the right. Everyone has to hold like this. We said, according to the other tzad, maybe you could say that these two special qualities of Chalifin, there are exceptions to the rule. Really, Chalifin is like a kinyan kesef, but there are two exceptions. The Rav said, no, faker, these exceptions show that Chalifin is fundamentally different. It's got to be fundamentally different. It has to be a hakna midas. Even according to the Rambam. Everyone has to say it, because everyone agrees to these two yesodas, that the Suda goes back and that you're kohen even with a kli that's not a shavuot pruta. So what's the question? Why does the Rambam not require what? Two Edom, exactly, Zen. The Rambam doesn't require two Edom, so if he holds Hakna Midah, so how can he not have Edom? There's no Das Alimta. So, Zokter Rav, it could be that the Rambam holds that even if Kinyan Chalifin requires a higher level of Das, who says you need Edom to create that higher level of Das? Ein Dovah Sheba'er, Prophet Mishnayim tells me that for the Das of Dovah Sheba'er, that's a change of status. The woman's an Eishes Ish. Right? It's a chiyuv kares if someone lives with her, if she marries someone else. That's a major change of status. So it could be there's a gzeras hakosav that ain't davar she'erev mishnayim. The das alimta, the das of davar she'erev has to be a very high level. And that's why there's a gzeras hakosav. We derive gzeras shava, davar from mammon, that you need edekiyum on the maisa getting the kedushin. Because the das of davar she'erev is something special, super, super das. But the Rambam might claim that even if Chalifin is a hakna midas, who says that the das kinyan of Chalifin has to be at the level of davar she'erev? Maybe it doesn't have to be at that level. Admittedly, it could be above the level of das kinyan of a regular maisa kinyan of hakbah, of meshicha, of any other kinyan. But who says that to create the das alimta of Chalifin, you need a yekiyim? Maybe you only need a kim to create a das alimta davar she'erev, because davar she'erev you need a very high level of das. That's a very serious matter. So we have to make sure that there's full consent, full understanding, full intent. For that, you need a edim. You have to do it publicly, because if you do kiddushin publicly, you know but good and well that this is serious business. But chalifin, maybe it's enough to give the kli to demonstrate that you have das for this kinyan. That's enough. Who says that you need a dekiyim to create that high level of das? So said the Rav, it could be that both the Ravid and even the Rambam, both the Ravid and the Rambam hold that Chalifin is Hakna Midas. They're only arguing about one detail. One detail is, do you need the a dekiyim to create the higher level of das that is necessary for King Chalifin? The Ravid says yes. He equates das davar she'erev with das of Chalifin. You need the same das alivta, the same high level. And therefore, Eidei Kiyum are necessary for both. And they're all splits. He says that you only need Eidei to create the Das Alimta of Davar she'erev. But to create the Das Alimta, so to speak, of Chalifin, it might be a high level of Das, but it's not the same Das Alimta as Davar she'erev. For that, you don't need Eidei Kiyum. So that's why the Rambam says, even though Chalifin is Hakna Midas, the Haraya, the Suda goes back, and you don't need a Shavuot in the Kli, but nevertheless, maybe you don't need Eidei Kiyum. Because the das of Chalifin is not the same as davar she'erev. This is what the Rav wanted to suggest. So we said maybe Rashi is assuming this way as well. We pinned Rashi with the Ravid, but now that the Rambam might hold this way, you're not saying that Rashi is only with the Ravid, but Rashi is just saying that Chalifin is a kinyan das. That's what. Yes, Yehuda. Before I conclude,
I find it a little bit interesting that the Rav says that this may be Shem the Rambam, because the Rambam puts this idea of Kinyan in the middle of the list.
He puts it all together. The Rambam, because the Rambam puts it in the middle of the list because regarding Edekim, it really is in the middle of the list. There's no need to have the Edekim. So he doesn't distinguish. Should he have said, Ubekinyan, Afopi, Shahu, Avopi, Shakarabukli, Afopi, Shahu, Sharaput, and Hajisur, Sujulamare, nevertheless, you don't need Edekim. That's too verbose. The Rambam's not going to say that. Regarding this halacha, it's all the same as all the other kinyanos. That's why he puts it in the same list.
But often you would put it at the beginning or the end.
Right. I hear you. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. This is the Rav's approach. Now, when the Rav was convinced of something, so not only did he want to explain the basic shita, but he wanted to say everyone held like this. He was so convinced. But the truth is, it's not even a normal situation. You know, in a normal case, the Rav would just say that despite the fact that there's this machlokas, but they all agree and he'll go on his way. But here the Rav has two riyas that everyone has to agree to this. It's not the Rav's fault. You know, the Rav, it's not that just that he was convinced of this yesod, so therefore he wanted everyone to say it. He has these two ideas that the Sunnah goes back and it's not a Shavaputa. So he said these two concepts clearly distinguish Khalifan from Kesef. So there's nothing else to say. You can't say it's a Maisa King, you have to say it's Haknavi Das. So that's why he shtupped it into the Rambam also, because he was just so convinced based on the halachas. So maybe that's what Rashi holds too. Rashi assumes that kinyan chalifin is akna midas, and that's why he says that the problem of kinyan dvarim applies only to chalifin, because as we know, the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin says that osios niknos b'mesira, we pass in that osios niknos b'mesira, not b'ksiva mesira, because Ksiva is not going to help you. Ksiva sashtar, it's only osios, and mili b'mili lo miknin. You can't be kona mili b'mili, because it's a double abstraction. So therefore, obviously, the way to be kona osios, the way to be kona ashtar, is by giving it over with a mice. You're kona the mili with a mice and a sira. You can't be kona the mili with a ksiva. The ksiva is not going to add anything, because it's mili b'mili. That doesn't work. So in a similar way, Rashi could hold that kinyan dvarim, if you're talking about a chalifin, on dvarim, on a maisa chaluka, the maisa chaluka is an abstract concept, it's not something substantive, you know, being kona mamon. So if it's an abstract, so then that's a double abstraction, a chalifin will not work on a kinyan dvarim. So this idea is actually alluded to in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzi. Until now we've basically been reviewing what we did on Thursday with a little bit fleshing out the Rav and the Rambam and this and that, but that's learning. Learning is go back to what you've done and then chip away a little bit more, and you get a deeper Havana. Just because you've done something once, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it again. If I can't, you should always chazen, and you'll see that you can embellish and grow and add on the yisodas that you've developed. So one more sugya related to Chalifin, the Shita Mekubetzes, is a very eye-opening Shita. The Gemara in Bav Metzia on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis quotes Machlokas Rav and Levi whether Matbea is Nasa Chalifin or not. Can a coin be used to do Chalifin? And the Gemara later on, Mem Hei Amud Beis going on to Mem Vav, discusses how does that relate to whether Matbea can be acquired the Chalifin. See, there are two issues over here, whether Matbea is Nasa Chalifin, whether it can be the object to effectuate a Chalifin. You're doing Chalifin on something else, trying to acquire some metalcum or some kax or whatever. Can the matbea be the object that you're using to effect the kinyan chalifin? That's the basic machlokas Rav and Levi. But then the Gemara discusses whether this machlokas would be the same for matbea nikne b'chalifin. Let's say you want to acquire coins. Chalifin works to acquire metalcum, but can it work to acquire matbeos as well? So that's a discussion back and forth. And the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph has a line that Shmamina ain mapeya nikta b'chalifin. They quote a brisa that ain mapeya nikta b'chalifin. So it would seem as though it's the same machlokas. The Gemara seems to be saying that everyone should agree to this because Rav and Levi are both amoroyim, and this is a brisa that sounds like mapeya is not nikta b'chalifin. But it sounds like certainly lamanda amar ain mapeya nasa chalifin, ain mapeya nikta b'chalifin either. That the two would go together. Now, why is mapeya different? What's the difference between Mabeya and other things. So the Gemara quotes Rav Papa on the Mem Hei on the base. Rav Papa says, "My time at the Mandam Ein Mabeya Nasa Chalifin Mishum the Daiti Atzurasa Vitzurasa Avida the Batla." Why is Mabeya Ein Nasa Chalifin? Because Daiti Atzurasa, the person's das in the Mabeya and the coin is on the tzura, on the stamp of the coin. And tzura sa'avida debata, the tzura can be misvata. What does that mean? That means that the coin, it's not like the coin has, the coin is worth whatever its value, whatever value it has. Like it's a golden coin, let's say, and it weighs a certain amount. An ounce of gold is worth, let's say, $100. Now it's worth a lot more than that. Right? Let's say an ounce of gold is worth $100. You say, oh, this coin is worth $100. That's not the value of the coin. Right? We're talking about a representative currency system. Right? That at the time, they would make a coin, and it would represent a certain amount of value. Even though without the stamp on the coin, if you just had the block of the coin, it wouldn't be worth that value. So there's a certain representative value in the coin. That's symbolized, or that's expressed, it's concretized through the tzura. Right? The government, the melech, gives the coin validity, right? It gives it a certain value, and that's represented in the tzura. So zakra papa, if daita tzura, so the person has his das on the tzura. That's the chashivas of the coin. If tzura is avida de batla, the tzura can become batla. If the melech is deposed and there's a new malchus, so then the coins are going to be garbage. Right? They have a new currency system. So if it's all representative value. If it's all representative value, so the Pope is saying, so, matbeya can't be used for the Khalifa. If it's all just representative value, then it can't be used for Khalifa. And similarly, the Gemara would be saying that you can't be koneh matbeyos b'chalifin, ein matbeya nikta b'chalifin, also because it's a representative value, tzuras avivu debatla. So therefore, if it's representative value, then you can't use it to effect the kinyan chalifin as the kli. To effect the kinyan chalifin, and it can't be nikta b'chalifin either. What does that mean? Just because tzuras avida debatla and daita tzuras, so therefore somehow matbeya can't be used for chalifin, what do the two have to do with each other? So the Shita Mekubetz has quotes from the Tosa Rosh, quotes the Yisod. He said this is in the packet 10. The Shita says, matbeya hainu tanma de lo makne. He's talking about ein matbeya nikna b'chalifin, the second half of the Gemara. Mishem d'das akone l'knoso b'shvil tzurasam, v'tzura hu dober sha'ein bo mamish, d'chashibas atzura einu el alpi d'var ha-melech, einu el alpi d'var ha-melech. Zot the Rosh, quoted by the Shita, that ein matbeya nikna b'chalifin, the reason why you can't be kone matbeya with chalifin, is because the matbeya is all in the tzura, the value of the matbeya is all in the tzura. The das akone is to be kona the matbeya b'tzura. And the tzura, since it's avida de batla, it's representative value, it's a dava she'en bo mamish. It's a dava she'en bo mamish. Ve'ein kinyan sudar nitfas bo. And therefore chalifin can't work on a matbeya. The whole value of the matbeya is licked in the tzura. It's lying in the tzura. Tzura savida de batla. It's not necessarily going to last. It's a function of the melech wanting it to represent the value. So it's basically like a dava she'en bo mamish. It's like dvarim ba'alma. It's like mili. It's abstract. The value is abstract. It's a dava she'en bo mamish because the value is not really in the coin. It's in this tzura. The tzura is in the coin, but it's the representative value of the tzura. That's a dava she'en bo mamish. And a dava she'en bo mamish is not nitfas, the kinyan suda. The kinyan suda can't relate to that. Pida parishna bereish bava basra. Like our Gemara and Daf Gimel in bava basra. The chikon my havi lahadra behu mishana mishakana beruchos. Avalam konu lachol ken a kinyan mol be dava she'en bo mamish. If there's no konu beruchos, then that's just a kinyan dvar ba'alma. That's not going to work. Zop the rush. That's precisely the reason why you can't be konu matbeya b'chalifin either. Because a Kenyan Suda doesn't work on a Dava She'en bo mamish. Notice, this is a limited halacha to Chalifin. No one would say that you can't be Kona Matbeah with other Kenyanim. It's Dafka b'Chalifin that you can't be Kona Matbeah. Because Kenyan Baruchos also perhaps is limited to Chalifin. Because the idea is that Chalifin is Mili and Kenyan Dvarim is Mili and Mili b'Mili, lo miknin. So by the same token, ein matbeya nikta b'chalifin, because chalifin is mili, and matbeya, because it's all daita tzurasa v'tzurasa avida debatla, it's a dava she'en bo mamish as well, that's also mili b'mili. It's like a kinyan dvarim. It's basically like a kinyan dvarim. It's not a kinyan dvarim. You're not just agreeing to do a mice over here. But halachically, it has the same status. Because they're both dava she'en bo mamish, they're both abstract. There's no davar mamashi over here. There's no substantive object. So if there's no substance in the object, you know, the matbea is an object, but what you're being kona is not the substance. You're being kona the tsuri. You're being kona that abstract, davashim b'mamish, that's related to the matbea, the representative value of the matbea. So because you're only kona davashim b'mamish, and kinyan sudar also is only a hakna midas, so that's why it's not going to work. I'm reading into the rush. He doesn't say all this about kinyan sudar, but clearly this halacha only applies to kinyan sudar, so you got to say there's something significant about kinyan sudar. So I think the answer is, along the lines of what we described, it's the same as a kinyan dvarim, because kinyan sudar is a hakna midas, so it's not going to work on a davar shein b'mamish. This is just another case of a davar shein b'mamish, and that's why kinyan chalifin is not going to work. Questions? Okay. Let's move to the next tostis in the sugya, okay? And in light of what we've been discussing, hopefully we'll get a havan in this tostis as well. Okay, I think we mentioned the first tostis in passing, the Maskal Kim. We'll get back to it. But let's move to tostis to Maskal Kim. We talked about Rashi, Kinyan Dvarim, now we have to talk about tostis. So kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. The Gemara says that if it's not kolam yodim meruchos, it's not going to work because it's just a kinyan dvarim. So says Tosis, beperkas der chesapolim, itnan masne shomachinam lios keshoel umukila b'kolam yodim, hosam lav kinyan dvarim huela kinyan gamahu. What's Tosis saying? Tosis doesn't say vim tomar afalga, but really he's asking a kash. The Gemara above Metzia says masne shomachinam lios keshoel. We know that there are four shomrim. And they're chayiv different things, right? Shamachinim is chayiv for pshia, but potter for everything else. A shoel is chayiv for everything, even onsim, right? Are we familiar with this? With these different halachas? Let's just quickly put it on the board so we're all together. All right, we have a shamachinim. From a socher and a socher, and then a shoah. Those go together, and then there's a shoah. Right? A shamachinam is someone who's watching an object for free. A shamasocher is someone who's being paid to watch the object. A socher is someone who's renting, and a shoah is someone who's borrowing the object. Right? A shamachinam has no hanah from the shmir. Shoah has the ultimate hanah. Kol hanah shaloh. Not only is he not even watching the object, he's using the object. Now the socher is able to use the object also, but he has to pay for it. So he's not in the best circumstances. The shoel is gaining more, right? Kol hanah shaloh, he's gaining more than the socher. And the shomer socher is not allowed to use the object, but he's being paid to watch the object. So we put the shomer socher and the socher together. Okay. So in terms of pshia, who's chayev for pshia? Everyone, right? Chayev. Everyone's chayiv of pshia. If the negligent in the object and gets damaged through the negligent, then they're going to be chayiv. Gneva v'aveda. Who's chayiv for gneva v'aveda? So the shamachinim is potter. Right? The shamasachar. Yeah? That's machlokas. The shamasachar and the socher, it's machlokas whether he's chayv or potter. And the shoel is chayv. The shoel is chayv for everything. The shamachinam is potter for everything except shia. And the shamasachar and the socher are potter for onsim, but for our purposes, we'll assume that it's chayv for gneva v'aveda. Okay, it's machlokas for Behuda or Bimeir, but not for now. Okay? For our purposes, you should know that a shoel is chayiv in onsim, and a shamachinim is potter in onsim. That's all we need to know for our purposes. So comes the Gemara about Metzia and says, "Mas the shamachinim lios keshoel." A shamachinim could say, "I'm not going to get paid, but I'm going to make it tonight that I should be chayiv like a shoel. I'll be chayiv for onsim. If some kind of an onus occurs, right? Listim is an armed robbery. That's not geneva." Geneva is a stam geneva, but if an armed robber comes in, I have no way to protect. Or if the field gets flooded and I don't know, all the objects, you know, wash away in the flood. There's nothing I can do about that. You know, something strange happens, some accident happens, the shamachin is not going to be chayiv. The shoel is chayiv. But how could the shoel be chayiv? It's not his responsibility. The answer is, If kolana shalo, you take responsibility. You're like the owner. You become like a partial owner. That's what some of the achronim say. So just like the owner, you know, has to suffer the consequences of any accidental damage, you also have to suffer those consequences, because that's the idea of kolana shalo, that you're mechayev for all circumstances that the object is going to get damaged. Says the Gemara, the Shamachin can be masna to be like the Shoah, to be chayv like the Shoah. So Frek Tosfos, and the Gemara explains, how is he mechayv? Stam is chayvus? Gemara says, konamiyav. Yeah, of course he makes a kinyan, because if he doesn't make a kinyan, he's going to be chosen. Frek Tosfos, the whole kinyan is just a kinyan dvar ba'alma. He's saying he's going to be like a Shoah, it's just a kinyan dvar ba'alma. So how does that work? Now, this is a Gemara about Messiah. Now that we learn about Vasa and we realize that a Kinyan Dvarim doesn't work, it has to be Kanami Adam Barucho, so plug it back into Bava Messiah. How can the Shema Kinyan be Masna Lioska Shoel, Fractosvis? It's just a Kinyan Dvarim be Alma to be Mischayev. Says Tosvis, Hosam Lav Kinyan Dvarim Hu, Ela Kinyan Gamahu. That's not a Kinyan Dvarim. That's a Kinyan Gamah, She Meshabed Es Atmo She Im Ye One She Yishali. He's Meshabed himself to pay if an onus occurs. So that's not a kinyan dvarim. A kinyan dvarim is like if he's mechayev to do a chalukah. Each one is mechayev to do a chalukah, so that's going to be a kinyan dvarim. Because what are they mechayev for? To do a maisa, to do a kinyan chalukah. But here, he's mechayev to pay money. He's mechayev to pay money in the event of onsim. So that's not called a kinyan dvarim. That's a kinyan on mammon. It's a kinyan on the chi of mammon. That's not a kinyan dvarim. That kinyan is a kinyan on something substantive, and of course it's going to be chal. The question is, what was the happening of Tosfos? What was Tosfos thinking? Tosfos knew that the chiyuv, that Master Shamachim Leos Keshal means that he's mischayev himself for the onsim. So that's a chiyuv mammon. He's agreeing to a chiyuv mammon. Obviously, he doesn't know if the chiyuv mammon is going to actually occur. It's dependent on the circumstances. If there's no onus, then obviously he's not going to be chayev. But he's mischayev ala tanai. If there is an onus, then he'll pay for that. That's a chiyuv mammon. So that's a chiyuv mammon. What's the happening of Tosfos to say that that's a kinyan dvar? So presumably you think, well, in the Havamina Tosfos thought, what's the Shomachinim really Mischayev for? He's really Mischayev to do a better Shmira than the Shoah. He's going to watch the object even better, because he's Chayev for the Onsim, so obviously he has to lock up the object in a way that even if there's an Onus, no damage will occur to the object. So Tosfos somehow assumed that was a Chayev on a Maisa. That was Devarim, because he's Mischayev to do a Shmira, a better Shmira than a typical Shomachinim, a Shmira Ma'ula, like a Shoel, and that should be called a Kinyan Devarim. It's very difficult, because the Ikar of a Shoel is that he's Chayev Ba'onsim. Not that he has to do a different Shmira. Right? The assumption is not that the Shoel is going to do a different Shmira, it's that that's not the normal way to be Shomer anyway. People are Shomer things so that normal things don't occur. Normal occurrences will not happen. But onsim, people are not shown there from onsim. Onsim are accidental, strange things that you never would have thought that would occur. So he's not mechayev to do a greater shmira as a shoel. He's just mechayev for the onsim. So if he's mechayev for the onsim, he's mechayev himself on a chiyuv mammon. Why is that called a kinyan dvarim? It's a kinyan on a chiyuv mammon. It's not a kinyan on a maisa. It's a kinyan on a chiyuv mammon. So why shouldn't that be considered a kinyan on something substantive, and that should be able to be chal. So the answer might be gleaned from looking at a different source. Let's look at a Tosfos and Ksubas, and we'll see that the Shaka V'Taya of Tosfos and Ksubas perhaps might be the Shaka V'Taya of our Tosfos. Tosfos and Ksubas talks about a very interesting circumstance, pretty common, right? A typical Ksuba. Right? In Parak Afal Pi, the Gemara there discusses the Chiyuvim of a Ksuba, the Iker Ksuba and Tosefes Ksuba, what exactly is the Chosen Mischayev to give to the cow? So Tosfos quotes a Kasha that the Rehad. The Rehad is a Kasha. How can a Chosen be Mischayev? If the Chosen doesn't have the Chosen right now, Tema, the Akshav Nogush goes to the Chosen Makala Mea Litu, Nahu Vishem El Shavaputa. The Chosen doesn't own anything. He has no money to his name. And yet he's mechayev ksuba, money that he doesn't even own. So how does that work? The bishlam kishiyeshlo hu meshabi mechasev lo zeachov. If he owns mechasin, so of course He'll create a shibud nechosin by writing the tzuba. He's mishabed nechosin. He subjugates, so to speak, right? He creates an avdus. He subjugates. He makes a lien on his nechosin to the chov. And in the event of death and divorce, he'd be able to collect these nechosin. And even if he sells them now, their nechosin is shibud into the tzuba, she'd be able to collect even from the buyers. The chov and eschayim, if he will never do elu nechosin, b'kana achem him ishtabdim. Tosfos goes further. He says, once there's a shibud nechasim at the time of the creation of the chov, even if those nechasim are lost, and he buys new nechasim, the new nechasim enter into the chov in place of the old nechasim. So there I understand that the chiyav can be chal on the new nechasim, because they're just taking the place of the old nechasim. Al b'shena d'makna d'avar shalob aliyola, mikamakam adem ishabi d'avar shalob aliyola. Kevin nechasav u'da'asir amno l'mikni. We write in the Ksuba, the Kanoi, the Asir Anol Lemikni, what I own and what I will own. But what I will own takes the place of what I own. So it's all the same. So if the Shibud was Chalan on Nechosim, then I understand. Avol also She'ein lo hech yishtabe Nechosim, she'igna achrechein, kevish lo neschayevla, hainu dover shalo baliolo. But if he doesn't own anything now, there's no Shibud Nechosim. There's no Shibud Nechosim, that is the whole thing work. The Shalri le Rabbi Elio. So the Re asked Rabbeinu Elio, another one of the Bali Tosfos, what the answer to this kash is. The Heishiv lo dematzinu keinyan zemperek asochas apolim. The Tanya matna shemachinu yaskeshoa luparet b'may mashani b'shakonam yadam. Mashma b'chol inyan avavisha ein makna lo shum nechosim el shemeshab egufu lezeh achov me'ata ulchasheyu lo nechosim chal shibudo me'ata ve'ein zekinyan dvar ba'alma. This is not a kinyan dvar. Rabbeinu Eliyahu said from above Metzia, you see that if he's Meshabed Gufo to the Chol, that's not called a Kinyan Dvarim. Even if he doesn't have any Nechosim now, if he's Meshabed Gufo to the Chol, that's not a Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. The Kinyan Dvarim Lahavi Elakahi, the Rejba Babasu, Shekonom Yodam Lachlo Chotze Shein Badin Chalukam. Avu Masha Meshabed Gufo Lehis Chayev Ledover Zem Meshabed Ve'ein Ze Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. Rabbeinu Eliyahu suggests that being mischayev for a shibud aguf, that's not a kinyan dvar. That's not a kinyan dvar. A kinyan dvar means konu miyodom beruchas. Konu miyodom beruchas. But if someone is mishabed himself b'shibud aguf, that's no different than being mishabed yourself b'chiyav maman. If he's mishabed himself b'chiyav maman, which creates a shibud, let's say there are nechosim, if he's mishabed himself b'shibud nechosim, everyone says that's not a kinyan dvar. But maybe Shibud Aguf also is not a Kinyan Dvar. Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Re seem to be grappling about this idea. The Re asked, how can he be Meshabed himself? Isn't that just a Kinyan Dvar? And Rabbeinu Eliyahu answers, no, a Shibud Aguf is not Kinyan Dvar. And the Re obviously thought that a Shibud Aguf is Kinyan Dvar. Shibud Nechosim is not Kinyan Dvar, because that's substantive, but Shibud Aguf is Kinyan Dvar. So they seem to be arguing about this very question, whether being Mechayev oneself B'shibud aguf, is that called a b'kinyan? Is that called a kinyan dvarim? Because the shibud aguf is abstract, it's intangible, or should we say no? That's not called a kinyan dvarim. Baron Kotler in Hilchos Shchenim, he wants to suggest that Rabbeinu Elio and the Re are arguing about the chisaron of kinyan dvarim that we started with. Rabbeinu Elio assumes that the only chisaron of kinyan dvarim is that you can't be mechayiv yourself to do a maisa. That's the problem. You can't be mechayiv yourself to do a maisa because we only find chiyuvim on maisim when it comes to mitzvahs. But if you're not being mechayiv yourself to do a maisa, if you're being mechayiv yourself on a shibud, right, a shibud that relates to mammon, whether it's shibud nechasim or it's a shibud aguf, which ultimately is going to lead to a chiyuv mammon, that's not called a kinyan dvarim, because you're not mechayiv yourself just on a maisa, you're mechayiv yourself on some shibud that relates to mammon. The Re disagrees. The Re says, what's the chisaron of kinyan dvarim? The chisaron of kinyan dvarim is that a maisa kinyan can't relate to dvarim. No maisa kinyan can relate to dvarim, because it's too abstract. If the problem of kinyan dvarim is that no maisa can relate to kinyan dvarim, then it's not going to be able to relate to a shibud aguf either. Even if you'll tell me Shibud Aguf is not a Maisa, but it's not a Chiyuv Mammon either, right? It's not a substantive Shibud Nechosin. So if there's nothing substantive, then the Maisa Kinyan cannot relate to the Chiyuv. A Shibat Aguf is still intangible. So even if it's not a Maisa, but it's still not Shibat Achasim, that's something substantive. So if the problem of Kinyan Dvarim is not that it's a simple thing, you can't obligate yourself just to do a Maisa. You're not obligating yourself on a Maisa, you're obligating yourself on a Shibat. But if the problem is that a Maisa Kinyan can't relate to an intangible item, right? So then even a Shibat Aguf is intangible. So if a Shibat Aguf is intangible, then the Kinyan is not going to work on it. That is a Kinyan Dvarim. If you're Meshabit yourself, you're Meshabit your Nechasim, if you own the Chasim owns the Chasim, and he's Meshabit his Nechasim, his possessions to the Ksuba, that's not a Kinyan Dvarim, because he's Meshabit something substantive to the Ksuba. But if he's only Meshabed his guf, Meshabed his guf, right? His guf is substantive, but he's not going to give his guf to the woman. He's basically saying, I am mechayev myself to pay you, to pay you in the event of death or divorce. The Ri says, that's an intangible chiyuv. So that's an intangible concept, and maybe that's going to be called a kinyan dvarim, and it's not going to work. So it could be that this machlokes, whether being mechayev oneself to a shibat aguf without nechosin, whether that's a kinyan dvarim or not, that could be the shaka v'taya of our Tosfos. Tosfos says, Master Shamachinam Yoskeshol, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that it works, if kanu miyado, so frek Tosfos, how can it work? It's just a kinyan dvarim be'alma. The Tosfos answers, no, he's meshabed himself to pay in the event of onsin. That's how Tosfos learned. Since he's Meshavit himself to pay in the event of Omsim, so it's going to work. So we asked, what was the kasha of Tosfos? Right? What's the kasha of Tosfos? Tosfos thought that this is a Kinyan Dvarim. Why is it a Kinyan Dvarim? So the answer could be, Tosfos in the Havamina thought that a Shibud HaGuf is intangible. And a Shibud HaGuf that's intangible is Dvarim Ba'alma. So a kinyan on a shibat aguf is not going to work because that's just a kinyan dvarim ba'am. It's a kinyan on something intangible. But in the maskana, Tosfos came around to say, no. Even though the shibat aguf looks like something intangible, but the reality is the chisaron of kinyan dvarim is that you're not allowed to be mechayev yourself to do a maisa. You can't be mechayev yourself to do a maisa. But if you're mechayev yourself on a chiyuv that relates to mammon, even if it's only a shibat aguf and it's not a shibat nechasim, that's not a problem of kinyan dvarim. Because that's like being mechayev yourself money. Right? A chiyuv mammon. You can be mechayev yourself chiyuv mammon through kinyan. So the maskana of Tosfos is that a kinyan on a shibat aguf is not kinyan dvarim, but his havamina was that a kinyan on a shibat aguf is a kinyan dvarim. And that's why in the Havmini he thought it shouldn't work, the Master Shamachin and Leskeshol should not work, but in the Maskana, he's assuming that a shibat aguf, that a kinyan on a shibat aguf is not a kinyan dvarim. If it's not a kinyan dvarim, then we understand that it's going to. Okay, so this could be the Shaka V'Taya in Tosfos. We'll stop here with the Gemara Chelek. Maybe I'll take your questions after the shiur, because I just want to have time for that.